Welcome to another edition of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXEO. I'm your host, Matt Pilger, and joining me after spending a long time in Jefferson City over the past couple of weeks, State Representative Kent Hayden. Want to say good morning to you, sir.
Thank you, Matt. Good morning to you.
Glad to have you here. Just kind of break down a little bit of this 2024 legislative session. I know that you guys got quite a bit of stuff accomplished. You were in Columbia a couple of weeks ago and at the Boone County Courthouse. You were kind of talking over there about how this is going to impact us locally, some of these bills passed. I think we start off first with the 340B drugs. It's Senate Bill 751. You said this especially impacts Mexico, especially with the hospital basically being gone for several years now. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the 340B are drugs that are very high cost, and a lot of people cannot afford them. So this is a way that we can afford the 340B necessary drugs, a lot of cancer drugs and drugs like that. It's important is that what we changed is that it was, some people were trying to set it up where only certain hospitals and locations could get this 340B. And this was to be able to spread it out where it's more accessible. And our local pharmacies, they were very interested in the bill. It was a good bill. It was a better bill before it went to the Senate because it did affect insurance companies as well as pharmacy management groups. They lobbied and got that taken out. So it's a good bill, not as good as it was, but it is an important bill. And in kind of line with that, that same thinking is that we also have a tax on hospitals and on nursing homes and on ambulance services called the FRA tax. And basically, Missouri uses that tax to pay for our part of Medicaid. That was being renewed every 2 years. We renewed it this time, and it's every 5 years. And that's critical to rural hospitals. We've lost ours, but it's critical to rural hospitals, the rural nursing homes, and to the ambulance services, in the fact that if we don't have that, such a high percentage of theirs is Medicaid and Medicare, Medicaid billing, compared to hospitals in the metropolitan areas, more of theirs is insurance. Because of that, it's very critical to maintain our rural hospitals. And if we ever get one back, this type of funding is very critical to us.
Sure.
So the FRA, that was a big fight and got passed. It was involved some filibusters and tying up other legislation, but it and 340B were both big time hits, big time positive legislation for
sure.
Our area.
Absolutely. While we're on the topic of the hospital, there's been, I don't know if I would call it movement or not, but an NDA signed with Boone Health, the County Commission, the City of Mexico, Audrain County Health Department. What are some of the things that you're hearing about future health care in the Audrain County and the Mexico area? Have you been involved in some of these discussions?
I've been involved in some of the discussions, particularly with the hospital returning here. I've been kept informed of the NDA by the county court. Commissioners have kept me informed about that. That's a positive, not as positive as having a hospital here, but it is, it's something that, it's a first step of a study of what's the possibilities of working together. And, we're in a healthcare desert. We went from a very, very good medical system to a broken medical system. And I'll be honest, I'm chairman of the Healthcare Reform Committee, and our whole healthcare system is very, very broken. And by that, I mean, there's nothing to stop the rising costs of healthcare, nothing. And people say, well, insurance comes to that. No, insurance are paid on percent of bill. So they may lose for a 6 month period of time, but then they're gonna go up and up and up. The hospitals, nothing to keep them from going up. Most of the doctors, the old family doctor, when he had to look at you and say, your bill is, and had to explain it. If you've got a bill lately and you have a question about it, you go through their billing department, and they know nothing about it either. So our healthcare system really has no stops to it. And on top of that, the insurance companies, there's a group called pharmacy management groups who really were designed by the pharmacy world, by local pharmacists, to make sure they maximize rebates. And over time, they've evolved to a very, very powerful, and in my opinion, cost ineffective for the consumer. And now 70%, I think, of the insurance of the bills are paid by two or three pharmacy management groups. And either the insurance company now own them or they own the insurance companies. So all of a sudden that stopgap to prevent price increases is gone.
Sure.
So it's a very disturbing world when you get into it, and there's the percent we pay of our total income of healthcare, unless we do something different, you know, is really going to skyrocket, and it's very disturbing.
Sure. Well, healthcare in Audrain County and Callaway with the Fulton and the Mexico hospitals has been, I guess I'll just personally label it as a fiasco. Yeah. It has been.
Might be a nice way to put it.
Right. We've dealt with Platinum. We've dealt with Noble, and Ziva is the latest group. How hopeful are you that we will be able to reopen a hospital in Mexico?
We will. I think there will be some type of hospital reopening. It will not be the size that we had before. It'll probably be something in the 20-bed range with an emergency room. Probably, it will be tied to another system somewhere. Send major surgeries somewhere else. Now that, in reality, it's been probably 8 or 10 years since we've had what I call full, from a OBGYN deliveries. About every kind of doctor there was here in Mexico. That probably is going to happen. That's a change in the medical world that, intentional, unintentional, with ACA and Obamacare has happened. It's just, another concern in that same relation that very concerning to me, and it's on a federal level, is that we have a very severe shortage of nurses, particularly in nursing home settings. And a lot of our nursing homes have cut back the number of beds they have because they just couldn't get enough RN, supervisory nurses, and LPNs and help. But the president just made a declaration that I haven't seen all the details, but it's really going to up the number of nurses we need in nursing homes. I'm very concerned, that could close a lot of our rural nursing homes because they couldn't get them to start with. And it... as I told somebody, I said, it could condemn a lot of our rural population to die alone in a nursing home in an urban area. And I'm very concerned. We have some really good nursing homes in our area, and that's going to make it very, very difficult to operate. And another healthcare issue that's very concerning.
It's a broad topic. We could stay on healthcare for a very long time.
Forever.
I tell you what, though, we'll take a look at education here in just a minute, because that was another big topic for the legislative session. Let's take our first break. We're speaking with Missouri State Representative Kent Hayden this morning on Meet the Community on AM 1340 KXEO.